Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, but also to welcome to the show this week four delightful and charming and talented players of the game who've come together to give you of their best, show off their verbal dexterity, their intellectual ingenuity, as they try and speak on a subject that I give them in just a minute without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. In no order of sequence, but as they are surrounding me on the stage, it is Ross Noble, Tim Rice, Sue Perkins, and Tony Hawks. Please welcome all four of them. And beside me is Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me keep a score and blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the famous City of Varieties, in the heart of that great city of Leeds, in the heart of that great county of Yorkshire. And we have a real white rose audience here from all parts of Yorkshire and some from outside the county who've come to cheer us on our way as we begin the show this week with Tim Rice. Tim, how to recognize a real Yorkshireman? That is the subject. Go for it if you can for 60 seconds, starting now.
Not many people know that Robert Mugabe is a real Yorkshireman because, spelled backwards, Mugabe says e-ba-gum. But I digress. From what I hear you cry, Yorkshire.
Sue Perkins challenge.
Repeated Mugabe.
Yes, but he also said I digress, which is deviation. And you've got the first point, and you have 51 seconds to take over the subject of how to recognise a real Yorkshireman starting now.
I won't indulge in clichés, the flat cat from the whippet, but I will say that putting the simple letter T before every word.
Ross, you've challenged.
I thought that was hesitation.
It was hesitation, yes. So, Ross Noble, you have a correct challenge, so you get a point for that, and you take over the subject. You have 45 seconds available. How to recognise a real Yorkshireman starting now.
The Yorkshire Tourist Board, in fact, placed many cardboard cutouts of Yorkshiremen around the area to please the Americans, because when they arrive in town, they want to see a real down-to-earth salt of the whatever it is.
Tim Rice, you challenge.
Hesitation, I'm afraid.
Yes, it was. Well, he stumbled. We interpret that as hesitation. Tim, correct challenge. A point to you for that. 33 seconds available. How to recognise a real Yorkshireman starting now?
It's very easy to recognise a real Yorkshireman. He's just come up the mine. He's about to bowl 14 overs at blistering pace. And furthermore...
Sue Perkins, challenge.
Margaret Thatcher shut down all the mines in...
I think that was a real sympathy applause, but actually he wasn't deviating, strictly speaking, from the subject because, I mean, the cricketer he was talking about, one in particular, Yorkshireman, we know, did come from the mines and did play for Yorkshire and for England, which is Freddie Truman, so technically you are correct. Tim,
very
so you
technically,
get...
I'm correct, whichever way you look at it.
All right, but I was just being gentle to Sue. Why not? Tim, incorrect challenge, so you get a point for that. You keep the subject, 27 seconds. How to recognise a real Yorkshireman starting now?
You can recognise a real Yorkshireman by the fact that he refers to this magnificent county as ridings, not bits of north and south. And I knew that would get a big round of applause. Actually, I hoped you would get a rather larger.
Tony, challenge.
Well, actually, I was sort of thinking he was going to go round of applause, but he did repeat get a round of applause, hope it would get a larger round of applause.
Yeah, he did.
Yes. I was good.
You haven't got many friends in this audience for this one.
Sorry, I haven't said anything in this show, and I thought I'd like to get
there. We are, yes. No, a tough challenge,
riding.
But a correct one. So, Tony, you get a point and the subject and 13 seconds. How to recognise a real Yorkshireman starting now?
My father is actually from Yorkshire, and my mother's from Essex, which...
Tim Shite's
challenge. Repetition of my.
Correct.
Hoisted on your own vocal guitar.
Yes.
Yes. So he's got back at you with the same kind of challenge, and let's not be too picky as we go along, though, please. 10 seconds available. Another point to you, Tim. How to recognise a real Yorkshireman starting now?
A real Yorkshireman is everywhere you look in this beautiful city of Leeds.
Sue Perkins, challenge.
I think he said beautiful city before when he'd begun this about 4.5 hours ago.
I don't think it was as long as that, but he did refer to that. Yes, repetition. So, 6 seconds for you, Sue, to tell us something about how to recognise a real Yorkshireman, starting now.
I look out in the audience and I see amongst the gathering here at the City Varieties a beautiful club.
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Sue Perkins, who, with other points in that round, has now gone into a strong lead ahead of the others. Tax is 1 point ahead of Tim Rice and 2 ahead of Tony Hawks and Ross Noble. Ross, your turn to begin. The subject, pips. Just pips, that's all. Tell us something about pips in this game, starting now.
Pips is the sound that you hear when the money runs out on a public telephone. Before electricity was invented, people would have to hold an orange above their head and squeeze it so that the tiny seed-like things inside would fall down, making a ding noise on the top of the phone. Of course, the trouble with that was that because there wasn't any electricity, you couldn't hear the other person on the end of the phone. So what you had to...
Tim was challenged. The audience were laughing so much, and Tim was sitting beside you, and he was the only one that probably who heard what you said. What's your challenge, Tim?
I think he repeated phone. I feel very bad about this. I know it's unpopular, but it is true.
Did I not say public telephone? And
no,
then
you said phone 2 or 3 times.
Ross is playing to the audience, that's why they're clapping.
I think he did say phone again, though.
Oh, he did say phone a second time. So, Tim, a correct challenge. 38 seconds on pips, starting now.
Pips, I always associate with Gladys Knight. I often wondered what one of her backing singers would say when asked, "What do you do for a living?" He would have to say, "I'm a pip." This would seem strange at first glance, or first...
Ah! Tony Hawk's challenge, yes.
Hesitation and
He hesitated after he repeated the word first.
Well, hesitation, whatever you like. I don't know. I've lost the will for this.
It's terrible.
24 seconds, pips with you, Tony, starting now.
Like Tim, I used to love watching Gladys Knight and her pips leaving on their midnight train to Georgia. And indeed, what a magnificent job it was, because all they had to do was repeat things that she'd sung. There wasn't any words to learn because they just copied whatever the diva herself had come out with. I am amazed at the ability that they had just to do it, just to say no.
Oh, the frustration of the game is overwhelming, and Tim, you challenge first.
Well, he sort of stumbled.
He stumbled. We interpret that as hesitation.
He's getting higher and higher, and then he
got hesitation. He should have gone a little bit higher, because you got him with only 1 second to go.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's true. 1 second is still available. Tim, pips, starting now. Melon shot. So... Tim Rice was in speaking as a whistle and gained that extra point for doing so, and he's now taken the lead at the end of that round. Sue Perkins, will you take the next round? The subject is, what I can do in just a minute. The audience are laughing already. They've got rather...
Well, that upset me. It's the laughter of true knowledge, which...
No, I think it's imagination. They're just wondering what you're going to say. But go on the subject if you can. 60 seconds starting now.
In just a minute, I can tell you about the shortest ever recorded battle, which took place between a group of Sherman tanks and one man called Harry. As he stood there, he thought to himself, how on earth will I win this one? Should I form a pincer movement? No, he thought, there's only one of me, unless it's possible to split myself.
Ross challenge.
Was it one man called Harry?
Yeah, one man called Harry.
Yes.
Yes, there was one man called Harry. A repetition.
I was on a limb there.
Yes. You have a point, you have a correct challenge, and then a point for that. And you have 43 seconds available to tell us something about what I can do in just a minute, starting now.
What I can do in just a minute is reenact the best scenes from the Nicolas Cage film Gone in 60 Seconds. They tend to be the bits where the aforementioned actor takes a big bit of metal and breaks into one of the cars that he's trying to get for the villains who have paid him some money because his younger brother is involved in a scam, which quite frankly, you know, he's a bit...
Tim Rice, your challenge.
Well, there was a bit of bits and hesitation, I think.
So, Tim, a correct challenge, 23 seconds. What I can do in just a minute, starting now.
I could run about 4 or 5 feet in a minute. I could swim 1 yard. I could...
Turn it off, shut.
There were 3 I could.
Yes, sorry.
I could, yes. Oh, 3 I could. You let 2 go, challenge on the third. Tony, tell us something about what I can do in just a minute. There's 16 seconds available, starting now.
If I did it now, I could get arrested. So I won't. Instead, I'll talk about what I might do in a minute if I had that much time left, but I've probably only got 20 seconds or something like that. But I can tell you this. If I had a full minute...
Right, thank you. Well, at the end of that round, Tony Hawk speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. Others in the round, he's now in second place behind Tim Rice, just ahead of Sue Perkins and Ross Noble in that order. But Ross, it is your turn to begin. I'm sure this has been chosen specially for you. The art of yodeling. Tell us something about the art of yodeling, Ross, in 60 seconds, starting now.
Yodeling is what dyslexic people write down when they're trying to describe Kate Moss's profession. The other important aspect of yodeling is what is often used to describe the child of the Grand Jedi Master. It is often taken part in the valleys where the goatherds stand there shrieking out across the void. I feel a bit sorry for the young people in inner city areas who have to use lift shafts in big flats in order to create the same sort of effect. It's about time that this government got round to giving some grants to these particular youths in order to create the necessary Swiss-type singing which can be so beneficial when old people hear it, except, of course, if they're deaf. Because it has to be said a lot louder than it... Could somebody buzz in?
They were being a bit naughty. It was going so well, and the audience enjoying it so much, the other 3 players decided to let him continue with his ramblings. They were, but they were surreal and delightful. And you should have kept going for another 8 seconds. You'd done the full minute. But you appeal for help, and Tim was the first one to come to your rescue, and he buzzed. So, Tim, yes, I don't know what the challenge was, but I think he did everything that you shouldn't do in just a minute. But he did it magnificently, and the audience loved it. So give him a bonus point. But, Tim, you have a subject, having got a correct challenge. 8 seconds available. The art of yodeling starting now.
I remember you. This was a hit record in 1962 by Frank Ifield, and he put yodeling on the map where it should never have left.
Indeed, it is. Frank Ifield, yes, I was with him at the Palladium. Lovely. Right. I don't know why you laugh.
Were you performing or were you just going on a date? What's the...
I was on the same bill as him. At the Palladium.
Did
Swing
it
along.
Feel mind or not?
In the 60s, I was working with Arthur Haynes. We were top of the bill with Frank Ifield. And, you know, I've already mentioned...
In a downward spiral of
Who was speaking then as the whistle went? It was Tim Rice, wasn't it? So he's increased his lead at the end of that round. And, Tony, your turn to begin. The subject, sloth. Tell us something about sloth in just a minute, starting now.
I can't be arsed.
I've given 2 other players bonus points for their contribution, so now Tony gets a bonus point for his contribution, the illustration of sloth. But, of course, Tim Rice challenged because it was hesitation, and you have the subject, Tim. Sloth, starting now.
Sloth is a very sluggardly, slow-moving...
Ross,
sorry, I thought he was hesitating there.
I was.
Oh, okay.
So, Ross, woo-hoo! Tell us something about sloth. In 56 seconds, starting now.
I feel a bit sorry for the sloth because he's just a normal little animal, but he's also one of the deadly sins, which I don't really feel is appropriate. I mean, how would you feel if it was thou shalt not kill, murder, pig? It just doesn't make sense. To bestow these qualities onto a creature is...
Sue Perkins,
2 creatures?
Animal, wasn't it?
No, animal.
I'm attracting
me, human. A sense of stability.
Ross, another point to you. 38 seconds, sloth, starting now.
Sloth, could old Ross...
that time, yeah, that was hesitation. Tony, you got in first. And 37 seconds, sloth, starting now.
I still can't be off.
I can't give another bonus point, Tony. Sorry, because I can't deliver them too freely. It wouldn't be fair on the others. But, Sue, you got in first. 35 seconds on Sloth, starting now.
Sloth is my favourite deadly sin, that it requires very little effort. In fact, to be naughty and be slothful at the same time means you rarely have to get out of bed, which is something in my profession I'm well used to. In terms of the seven deadly sins, it's the one I'm most...
Tim Challenge.
Repetition of sins.
Yes, you mentioned that.
It's not deadly as well, I can't remember.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Long time ago.
20 seconds for Sloth from you, Tim, starting now.
Sloth hangs upside down all day long from a branch of the kookaburra tree. I'm talking absolute cobblers.
No, no, no. You say so convincingly, the audience, everyone was convinced it does. Right, you think you're bats, I think, right. 13 seconds, you got in first, Sue, starting now.
Sloth is accompanied by its distant cousin, Avarice, and if anyone has any idea what that means and could put it in plain and simple vocabulary, I'd be very grateful.
Tony Challenge.
What does vocabulary mean?
I don't know, but I bet you've got 1 second left to talk.
Though she didn't quite get the word vocabulary out, I did know what she was trying to say, so I don't think I should give it a go.
You spent so many times in pubs with people slurring at you, you understand that language.
You've obviously spent your time with a lot of sloth in your time, too. So, Sue, 5 seconds on sloth starting now.
Strangely, Tony has woken from his sluggish state and now presses the buzzer with the panic.
So Sue Perkins, speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. She's moving forward. She's only a couple of points behind Tony Hawks. Ross Noble's behind both of them. But out in the lead is Tim Rice, who also begins the next round. Tim, love letters. Tell us something about those in this game, starting now.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have all the love that you write. Yes, those words strike home every time I hear them. I am moved. Deeply affected. What excellent lyrics they are. Would that I had written them, if only because the income from that song is about £78,000 a month, and has been so since 1936, when Edward Heyman penned them. He also penned Ah!
So, Ross Noble, you listened very well. Yes, he did pen the answer.
You penned Ah!
That's
32 seconds available, Ross. Love letters starting now.
I send about 15 love letters a week, and I now have 20 restraining orders against me. Unfortunately for me, Natalie Umbrulier does not appreciate the attention that I'm giving, despite the fact that I don't use my own handwriting. I go to the local newspaper and, using scissors and glue, I create a letter which I feel myself is an act of sheer love for her. She, in fact...
Yeah, Sue, your challenge. What's
it, I don't like to do it, but it was hesitation.
Yes, it was.
Yes, yep.
And you've got him with 5 seconds to go on love letters starting now.
After having Natalie Imbruglia's mail redirected to me, I saw firsthand Ross's attempt at gaining.
So, Sue Perkins is shooting forward there with great style, and not any more points than one for speaking with us when she's now equal with Tony Hawks in second place. They're now trailing Tim Rice by only 4 points, and they're a few points ahead of Ross Noble, who also begins the next round. Ross, the subject now is nostrils. 60 seconds now.
Flared nostrils are often a sign of anger. It was also the most fashionable way to have your nose in the 1970s. David Soule used to often...
Tony, you challenge first.
I think there was a hesitation.
That was a hesitation.
And a blah, blah, blah as well.
Yes. Repetition of blah as well.
Yes, repetition of blah. 51 seconds available for you, Tony, on nostrils starting now.
One of the disappointing things about growing older as a man, the nostril hair increases as you grow to be more and more...
Tim Rice challenge.
A couple of grows, though, weren't there?
Wow. Certainly, I said more and more anyway. Go on, take it. It was terrible. It was disgraceful and it was getting worse. Take it.
Starting
I don't want to talk about nostrils. I'm sick and tired of them.
You put a whole dampener on the whole
procedure. I'm afraid that sloth thing is carrying on.
I know. Tim, it's a correct challenge. He did repeat. And 43 seconds on nostrils starting now.
Where would we be without our nostrils?
Jenny Hall's challenge.
Slough.
I don't
see, well, it is an answer. He asked the question, I had to answer.
He's given an answer, but
a very good challenge, Chairman. He should have the subject.
Yes, give him an answer. Make him do it.
Right. They're being very generous, and they're also putting each other under pressure. So, the subject is nostrils, and you have 40 seconds starting now.
Unbeknownst to most of the people here, the government put a new decree in last night that if you didn't have any nostrils, you had to go to Slough. And that explains my previous...
Schwarz Noble challenge.
Repetition of Slough.
No. No, you can't. I'm allowed to say Slough in my challenge. I didn't say it when I was talking.
No, you didn't say it when you were talking.
Yes. Oh, that's true, yeah.
He said... Tony, an incorrect challenge, a point to you, 32 seconds, and nostrils starting now.
They do flare, and people say it is indeed a sign of anger, but I know someone whose nostrils do that thing, where they get bigger at the sides, when they're just slightly cross. And this is confused.
Sue Perkins' challenge.
Repetition of when, 3 times.
Yes, there was when, yes.
Very good.
I don't know if it's very good, but it's accurate. Sue, you've got in the 21 seconds on nostrils, starting now.
The thing I hate about my nostrils is a slightly bulbous, which is not to detract the enormous ski slope which has appeared on the side of my face, like a sundial almost. And in the summers, many people come with crampons and try and climb the north face of my own visage. I'm very interested to hear Ross, and I'd like to hear more from him as I stumble my way through. And then...
But Tim, challenge.
Well, I would... obviously like to stop her because she wanted to be stopped, but there was a couple of hears.
That's right, yes. And she was deviating from nostrils.
That's right, Sue.
Tim, you've got in with 3 seconds to go on nostrils starting now.
Nostrils, what an inspiring topic to talk about, even for 3 seconds.
Let me give you the score at the end of that round, because I think we're actually moving into the last round. Ross Noble is taking up a noble fourth place, but with great style, and great perspicacity and inventiveness. Sue Perkins is in a third place with great strength and coherence and plausibility and intelligence. And in second place with great sloth and all other kinds of other things he conveys is Tony Hawkes, who's only 3 points behind Tim Rice, which is very interesting, and Sue's only 4 points behind, so anything can happen. Sue Perkins, it's your turn to begin. It's the last round, and here's an aggressive subject for you. A bunch of fives. Tell us something about a bunch of fives in 60 seconds, if you can, starting now.
A bunch of fives is something you won't get from a florist, unless, of course, you've just told her you're sleeping with her husband. In which case, she's likely to bear down on you with a bunch of fives, also known as a knuckle sandwich, GBH, or this is what happens to you if you spend an extended time in Scotland.
Oh, yes, Tim.
Well, admirable sentiment, of course. But there was a gap you could have driven a truck through. Hesitation.
There was a gap, there was a hesitation.
I wouldn't have said that thing about Scotland.
I know, because I don't think either you or Tim would venture north of the border for quite a while, after what you've just said. And Tim, you had a correct challenge, so you get a point for that. And you have a bunch of fives in the final round, and you have 42 seconds starting now.
A friend of mine was in a pop group called The Bunch of Fives, and they didn't have much of a career. Total disaster from start to finish, so that's enough of that. A Bunch of Fives is actually, as pointed out Susan...
Ross Noble challenge.
There was a little bit of hesitation.
There was, I was
just
falling
a little
apart,
bit, yeah. Ross Noble, 33 seconds. A Bunch of Fives starting now.
I once went to see The Bunch of Fives live in concert, and I have to say they were the finest pop group I ever saw. If it wasn't for Tim Rice down the front shouting, "You're rubbish, get off, you'll never amount to anything," I thought this wasn't pleasant, so I gave him a bunch of fives. Fives.
Tony Hawk's challenge.
Well, was there a hesitation?
There was a hesitation, yes. He made his point, he got his laugh, did it wonderfully, and we are hearing from everybody in this round, which is the last round, on the subject of a bunch of fives. 16 seconds with you, Tony Hawk's, starting now.
A bunch of fives is when all the centre halves in the Premier League go out for an evening out. It is
a Tim Rice challenge.
Two outs.
There were two outs.
It's true?
Yes, there were two outs. What do you mean, oh, it's the rules. 10 seconds with you, Tim, on a bunch of fives starting now.
Bunch of fives is something I would only resort to in a very last instant, like if somebody said to me, hello, then...
Tony Chalmers.
How about if someone buzzed you with a second to go?
All I can do there is give Tony a bonus point. Of course, we enjoyed the interruption, but Tim was interrupted, so he gets a point for that. And he keeps the subject for the last 3 seconds. Well, he may only go for one, we don't know. A bunch of fives starting now. And he has been done. Ross Noble.
Sorry, I just want to see him punch someone.
A bonus point for Ross Noble. And Tim has still got the subject for 2.5 seconds. A bunch of fives starting now.
I abhor violence. I hate it.
So, Sue, you got in, yes?
He was grimacing, and he was lost in the magic of the ham moment, and then just stopped.
He definitely is. He hesitated there, yes.
I just lost it. I tried.
I know. Thank you for explaining to our listeners what he looked like at that particular time. It does help in radio. And Sue, we have heard from everybody with great style on this last subject of a bunch of fives. And Sue Perkins has got in with 1.5 seconds to go, starting now.
Off the show, Tim Rice.
So it only remains to get into the final situation. It hasn't changed much throughout the show, but the points have moved forward consistently throughout. Ross Noble started in fourth place, finished in fourth place, but with a lot of points. Sue Perkins... And a lot of style as well. Sue Perkins started with great flourish and finished with great flourish and a lot of points, but just in second place behind Tony Hawks, who had equal flourish and panache and style, and he has got a lot of points. But 4 points ahead of them, the man who took the lead at the beginning, kept it through to the end, who was Tim Rice. So Tim, we say you're the winner this week. If any remains for me to say, thank you to our four delightful players of the game, Ross Noble, Tim Rice, Sue Perkins, and Tony Hawks. Also thank Janice Staplehurst for helping with the score, blowing her whistles with such policeman-like style, and also our producer, Claire Jones. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game, and we're deeply indebted to this lovely Yorkshire audience here at the City of Varieties in Leeds for cheering us on our way. We hope you haven't felt too hot, because we've loved having you here. From our audience, from the panel, from me, Nicholas Parsons, hope you enjoyed it. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute. So then, goodbye.
And at the same time next week, in just a minute, Paul Merton, Clement Freud, Steve Frost, and Lisa Tarbuck will be battling it out under Nicholas Parsons' watchful eye.